1260 The Pledge News Time, now 1:55. I'm Jason Craner. We're 5 minutes away from the Dave Ramsey program. Here at 1260 The Pledge, we're trying to help you save a little bit of money and help your budget out, your Dave Ramsey budget out, by once a week talking with Josh Elledge from SavingsAngel.com. One of the best ways you can save your money is at the grocery store. I was there yesterday and saw five for $5. And I thought, well, I ought to get all five of these things. Tell me a little bit about some of the things at grocery stores. I thought about it. I said, what would Josh do? I wear my little bracelet. What would Josh
there
do?
We go.
Tell me what are some of the things that grocery stores do that kind of entice me to spend more money at the grocery store that I can avoid?
Yeah. Well, you have to understand that everything is, I mean, it's a three-act play when you go into the grocery store. Everything is designed. There are no accidents in the way things are set out. And so you have to understand that going in, that there's your first impression when you go into the grocery store. They want to hit you with something as soon as you walk into the store. Usually, if you go to a store like Meijer, it's going to be, oh my gosh, look at all this stuff. We've moved into the aisle. We've got boxes and open cut cartons of stuff we're just trying to blow out. And you know, you walk in, you say, you know, good Lord, honey, grab a second card. The whole store's on sale. And they do the same thing at, that's the whole psychology when you go to a warehouse store, is there's that illusion that you're saving more money than you are. When in reality, is once you crunch the numbers, you see that a lot of that stuff that they move out isn't really a very good deal at all.
Yeah.
And so everything from the lighting in the produce section to the fact of how they set up their ventilation systems at the bakery is all designed to make you spend more money. The things that they bring, these big bins, and they're called tumblers, and they're just a bin that they'll stick out, you know, in the middle of the aisle or at the side of the aisle, and they throw a bunch of stuff in there, and you think, wow, these things must be on sale. And you know what? I know we can laugh about it right now, but they are so successful when they do silly things like that, or even when they cut a carton and they leave the product in the carton to imply that stuff is a bigger sale than it is, it's again, you have to blind yourself to all the little marketing things that they do at the grocery store. And that's why Savings Angel is very helpful, because again, it helps you in seeing through the clutter so you can look at your shopping trip with 20/20 vision. But there are so many things they do. You know, one thing that's very popular is they like to bring out flowers. And there's one store in particular I'm thinking of that brings flowers out to the front of the store. Floral department tends to be the highest profit section in the grocery store. Yes. And also, it's very nice. It's a very good item to bring at the entrance of the store, because it just kind of creates this.
Makes it look pretty.
Oh, yeah. Creates this atmosphere. When you go to the grocery store, first of all, don't go to the grocery store hungry. You've heard that.
Yeah.
But second of all, stay on task. And sometimes I really have to catch myself where I'll be, you know, blitzing down the aisle for my next purchase and I'll get caught by something. But I have to remember, you know what? I already looked at the numbers. I already know that's not such a great deal, even though it's designed to look like it is. You know, the things that they pull to the end cap, etc. And then, of course, we all know that the most purchased items are the items that are at eye level when you're looking at an aisle. So again, just know that those tend to be the higher profit items, the items that are at eye level on the aisles.
I guess one of the things that SavingsAngel.com lets you do is shop at home before you get to the store, so that you don't get stuck in, you know, some of these tricks that grocery stores use.
I had such great feedback this week from a gal who said, you know what, that was my one time to get away from the kids and, you know, relax and go out shopping by myself. But now, see, she's able to reduce her shopping trips from 2 hours down to about 1 hour, and now she could take that 1 hour and read a book or do something really fun, because she's more on target.
And Savings Angel is good about saving time, saving money, and it allows you to store up resources, give those resources away, save money to give away, and you can find find all of that out on their website. There's a link to it on our website at 1260thepledge.com. Do you have a real quick buy for us this week? Real quick?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, go to get Chi-Chi Salsa. There's a 55-cent coupon in the Smart Source September 23rd edition. Plus, they give 25 cents to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Bring it to Meijer where it's on sale for $1.25. You're going to get Chi-Chi Salsa for 70 cents a jar.
There you go. Great deal. Savingsangel.com. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.